to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always, my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How are you doing today, Danny?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're talking about The Toxic Avenger, which came out in 1984.
Yes, we are.
Yep. This is a movie based on an independent comic called The Toxic Avenger.
Yes.
That I believe, I've never read any of the comics. I remember seeing some come through every now and then. But I feel like if the movie was based off the comics and they stayed true to the comics, it must have been written by a child.
Yes. A child was real issues.
Yeah. But everything in this movie seems like the imagination and mind of a child would come up with, because they don't understand how the world works and how what a superhero would do.
Yeah. The entire time I was watching this, I really felt like this is campiness, that like the campiness of the 60s Batman just turned up to 11.
Oh, it's insane.
And you pair that with just blood and gore effects. And then for it also felt like a Mel Brooks film just turned up to 11 as well.
This movie kind of blew my mind. Honestly, I was just from start to end, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, what did I just watch?
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. I think in like, what is it, Clockwork Orange, where they got dude's eyes duct taped open?
Yep.
And just on screens. I feel like that's what happened to me for the last hour and a half.
It was only an hour and 22 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't even an hour 30.
Well, all the times we had to pause just to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely had to pause a few times because I was just like, what is this?
What? Oh. Oh, man.
So, just start of the movie.
Yes.
We get a little voice intro that...
It sounds like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it's Morgan Freeman knockoff.
Yes.
And just describing to us that what's happening, or this town of Traumaville.
Yes.
Which is just New York. It's actually, it's said they're in New York.
Yeah.
But it's a part of New York.
It's like a suburb of New York.
Yeah, Traumaville. This place is real bad. This place makes Hell's Kitchen look like a vacation spot.
This is real bad. This is a real bad town. I didn't notice.
Yeah. I honestly thought, like, this must be a DC comic. Like, is this, because some of the villains are just the Joker's fucking henchmen. It feels like that's like all the villains in this feel like Joker's henchmen. Just the clowns.
That's what I was saying. It felt so much like Batman campiness just turned up way too high.
Yeah.
Like, and it's constantly punching you in the face with this.
Oh, from directly.
From frame one to the last one.
Yeah.
It beats you into submission with this.
So it starts off with, we meet our hero.
Yes, Melvin.
Melvin, which is just... He reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite, but just way too happy.
Well, you see, Napoleon Dynamite was just a weird kid.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin's actually R-worded.
Which they tell us multiple times that he is retarded.
But Melvin is retarded.
Okay. I don't know if he's supposed to actually be handicapped or not. I just think he's supposed to be a weird person who's a nerd. I don't know how to describe it.
Oh,
they don't
man.
Like nerds in this movie.
There's, two sets in this movie? Actually, three sets.
Yeah.
There's a gym.
Yep.
There's an alley.
Well, that's about back at the gym.
And there's a diner.
Yeah, you had the diner.
Oh, fourth set. House. There's a trash bin.
Oh.
There's the toxic dump.
The toxic dump, yep.
Yeah.
And you have his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's five. But I guess his house could also double as the blind chick's house.
There's a laundromat.
Oh, yeah. There is. Okay. There's a small town in this.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. I apologize. It seemed like every time they were doing something outdoors, the entire town was there.
Oh, yeah.
The entire town. It's like they said, hey, guys, we're shooting a movie in our little shitty town this week. Everybody just come out and stay on the sidewalk.
Fuck, of course, bro. This is very low budget.
Oh, my God.
So you get mainly because just the acting.
Yes.
The acting alone is just phenomenal. Yes. They're all just smiling and giggling and just trying not to laugh their lines.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen any clips from Reefer Madness?
I don't think so.
Oh, this, I mean, you may not have. This is like old, like almost black and white stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the whole thing was like, if you smoke pot, you'll just instantly go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all stuff like this. It literally was. It was people hitting a joint and then just going like cackling mad and fucking throwing people out windows and shit like that.
Well, that's what happens when you smoke weed. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a downer. It's going to make you eat cheeseburgers and chill.
No.
You're going to go absolutely batshit insane and throw people out windows.
Run children over on bikes.
Oh my God.
I watched that commercial or the PTA. All right.
Yeah. But granted, the way that commercial worked, it was people who were high going through a drive-thru.
It was PSA, right? Yeah, public service announcement.
They were in a drive-thru, and that kid should not have been riding their bike through a drive-thru.
That kid shouldn't have been high on a bike.
Right? Those people did nothing wrong. They were high and getting something to eat.
I think there's a Chappelle parody where the kid was high or whatever, and fucking they run him over. He's like, don't get high and ride a bicycle. Anyways, yeah, so we start off, and it's this, what's it called? The Traumaville Health Club.
Yes.
Trauma.
Traumaville Health Club.
Totally different word.
Which apparently everybody in the town just hangs out at the gym.
Every single person.
Everybody.
There's the main part of the gym with the weightlifting machines.
Mm-hmm.
There's always 40 people in there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a person on every machine, and I do not know this community type's insane. You have all your jocks, and every time a nerd gets on a machine, some jock comes and pushes them out of the way. The background actors are just, there's just so much going on in every scene. It's crazy.
Yes. Everybody's on speed.
Yeah. Everyone in this gym is just shooting up steroids and on cocaine.
Yes. How'd you feel about the depiction of gay people in this film?
I don't understand it. There's a bad guy in it, the villain, who's literally got two boyfriends. He looks like a fucking pimp that's pimping out his cross dresser. I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it would be a cross dresser. They didn't have trans people back in this time period.
It was a drag queen.
Yes.
And he was literally going around just calling people faggots. Like just one after another. Like that was, it's like, it's like, wait, don't you have, like, isn't that your crew? Like, is this a bunch of gay people? And like, and he's just upset and like using the word.
It's not gay if we do it.
Oh, okay.
It's only gay if you do.
You're right.
Okay.
So at this gym, there's just two obviously gay guys out just working out there in Speedos. That's all they have on is Speedos.
Yes.
You know what? That's the one thing I can be thankful for at my gym is that you have to have a shirt on. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to keep your stupid fucking shirt on.
Everybody in here was just told, hey, act gay.
Yeah.
Act stereotypically as gay as possible.
It was the 80s, man. Everyone was... Everyone's banging everybody or something.
Oh, man.
And everyone in town's here. And then a part of the gym also has a big pool and a sauna. And then, of course, you got the locker rooms somewhere in this place.
All this shit can't fit in this gym.
No, it was multiple buildings.
This gym is on like a 50-foot storefront.
Yeah.
In a shutdown shopping thing? I don't know.
Yeah, it felt like I was in downtown of our city.
Yeah. Just fucking empty buildings.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Dude. And the maintenance person at this gym.
Yes.
He just sweeps or mops. I'm sorry. And our first introduction to the bad guys, I guess. I don't know who's the villain in this movie.
Everybody.
Everyone in this town, apparently.
Everybody.
We get Bozo and Slug.
Yes. Who are murderers.
Yeah. I thought they were just like, okay, these guys are like roiding out and at the gym and they're just like weird jocks.
No.
No. They're psychopathic racist murderers.
Yes. Yes. And their girlfriends are totally in on it. And they get off to
it. They get off it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're insane.
The one chick was literally looking at pictures of dead bodies that they've squished in the road and just jerking off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which it was kind of hot.
I mean, you know, whatever gets you going, I suppose.
But, not the dead people, the chick mastermind.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, that too.
Yeah, that too. So he's literally just mopping the side of the pool, and he's not good at his job because he's handicapped.
Yes.
And this guy's just freaking out. He's like, I hate that fucking mop boy. And just, it's so absurd. The acting is so fucking atrocious.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's so good. you couldn't get a good actor to act this horribly.
No, this Nick Cage only wished he could go this hard.
Yeah. For real. They would have had to boot Nick Cage out of this movie for doing too good of a job.
Dude. They'd be like, hey, Nick, we need you on a little bit more cocaine.
Yeah.
A little bit more, buddy.
Maybe everyone in this movie is doing some type of acid or coke or something.
Dude, it must have been. They had to have been.
So he drops the mop bucket, or he drops the mop into the hot tub that they're in.
Yeah.
And so, of course, now they want revenge or whatever.
Yeah. Why don't they just kill him? They're just fucking killing people on the road. And it's to the point they literally have a scoreboard painted on the side of their car. Did you notice that at all?
No, I missed that. Oh, my God.
Dude. Holy shit.
Yeah. So the next scene, I thought it was, okay, they're going to mess with him, right?
There's literally little kids with like, it's just a black silhouette with a red X painted through it. Mm-hmm. One of them is a fucking baby stroller.
Oh, okay. I did see that. Okay.
Yes, they have a fucking scoreboard painted on the side of their car. So, I have no idea who's running over all these people. Maybe this is the fucking guys over here with a fucking scoreboard painted on the side of their car.
The next scene is just them out at night driving.
Yes.
And they're just like, oh, I gotta fucking run someone over. Oh, and then
I gotta murder somebody right now.
And the girls are just like getting them off and shit. And then they're just like, you know, all these racial slurs insert here. And I mean,
my
all of them.
God,
he had the hard ends.
Oh,
any like just all of them. Like, all right, you know, no blacks, Jews, or
hard J's,
Mexicans. yeah. Those are all worth extra points if you run them over.
Oh, man.
So they find some cyclists on the street and just straight up.
It's a child.
Yeah. Well, he was young.
No. He was a child.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, I kind of walked away for part of that.
No, his mom. It cuts to a scene of his mom putting his helmet on. I was like, have a good time riding your bicycle.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I missed that. Oh, no. Yeah, they murder.
So
okay,
goofy, but everything in this movie is so goofy.
Yeah, they just run him over.
Yes,
they back over him.
Oh, it's fucking brutal. He's got like fucking blood pouring out of his stuff, trying to crawl out of the street. He's like, "Guy, he's still alive. Got to double tap him."
Oh my God. She's like, "That's not good enough." The girlfriend is insane. She's like, "That you got it. You lose points because it's not dead. That child isn't dead."
Oh,
go back there,
man.
And finish the fucking job. So
after they squish this kid's brains all over the street,
yep.
They get out with Polaroid cameras and are taking pictures of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like the instant pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And the next scene, they're back at the club.
Yeah.
Because every other scene is pretty much the gym.
Yes.
Pretty much the blonde chick is like, okay, I got an idea. I'm going to get revenge on Melvin,
yep.
the pool mop boy. So she tells him, like, hey, come to the woman's locker room and, you know, we'll have sex or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We've neglected the fact that there are titties out everywhere oh, yeah. in this movie.
People are banging lots. And yeah, there's lots of
holy
breasts.
Crap. There is boobs everywhere.
And there's pretty decent, some pretty decent titties in this.
Oh, man.
Some old 80s boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Vintage, yeah.
Classic.
They
don't make them like that anymore.
No. No. So, yeah, one of the bozo's girlfriend or whatever is like, hey, come to the locker room and I'll show you a good time or whatever. And, of course, this kid's like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'll be there. I got to clean the toilets anyways. So she shows up and, you know, she's like, oh, here, put on this leotard.
Yeah.
And this pink furry.
This is a sissy outfit.
I love pink, though. And she fucking shows him her breasts. And he's like, oh, yeah, shit. I guess I will put it on. And she's like, oh, let's go out to the pool now. And then, you know, we can make out there. And he's like, yeah, sure.
They bring a sheep into this.
Yeah. So we go into the pool hall and the lights are completely off. And she's like, come over here.
Yeah.
And somehow with the lights completely off, he manages to get down and finds her and starts making out with her.
Yes. And he's making out with a sheep.
And then they turn the lights on and he's completely surrounded by everyone in the fucking pool hall. Everyone in the town. Not everyone, but
this isn't much. Even at night. This is the middle of the day.
It's the middle of the day. And it's so absurd. So they all start chasing at him and laughing at him.
Yeah.
They chase him up to the second floor, which I don't know why there's a second floor. But,
oh, man.
And he decides the only way to get away is I'm going to jump out of a window.
Yep.
And oh, also, while this is going on,
there's a toxic waste truck that parked out front of the gym.
Yeah.
So that the driver and co-driver can do copious amounts of cocaine.
Yeah. Literally, there's some power plant nearby.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, we got to transport this toxic waste with open barrel drums.
Yes.
Just full of green oozing waste. And the whole back end is just filled with these barrels.
I wasn't as impressed by that as I was like gallon Ziploc bag full of cocaine.
So yeah, they're like, oh, fuck, bro. We got to stop somewhere and do all this coke. Let's do it right in the middle of town in front of this gym where everyone in the town sits.
You know, like a real cokehead would do. We got to do this now.
Yeah, you're right. They just pull over. And just start doing coke. And so he jumps out of this second floor window.
Yes.
And falls into the bin and gets the toxic goo all over him.
Uh-huh.
And his flesh is burning and rotting off of him.
It's melting off of him.
And he's just convulsing in the street as everyone runs out of the gym and is laughing at him. And
while he's melting.
Yeah, while he's melting, and Bozo's like, this kid's fucking faking, man.
He's faking it.
And then the girlfriend's like, I don't know, man. He looks like he's hurting. And so everyone in the town runs over, and then the cops show up and is like, hey, what the fuck's the matter with this guy?
And yeah, he's faking it. And the cop grabs him, and the cop's hands burst into flames.
Yeah. And then he gets up and runs and bursts into flames as he's running down the street.
While the entire town is out on the sidewalks.
Yeah, just
walking
laughing.
Him, watching him run down the street on fire.
Yep. No one ever checks up on him. No one gives a fuck this person.
I feel like the town they shot this in was the size of our town.
Oh, 100%. Right?
100%.
There's 200 people in this town.
And it feels like this was homecoming parade day.
Yeah.
Because everybody in this town is out on the sidewalks. I think there's probably like 1,000 people tops in this town.
Oh, yeah. So he goes home and is just trying to get a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of starts mutating into the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Which is turns into a different person.
Yes.
He becomes, it's kind of like Captain America all over again. He's like a little more athletic now. He turns into a 7 foot tall, which there, that guy was not 7 feet tall.
See, this is why Captain America had to go into like the compression chamber.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't, then he would be like Sloth from the Goonies over here.
Yeah.
His face melted at a slant.
He,
are you okay, Steve Rogers?
He strangely looked a lot like Sloth.
He did.
The face was just like Sloth.
It was just like Sloth.
So yeah, he just starts mutating and grunting, and his mom's outside the door just like, you okay, sweetie? Just thinking that
she makes a joke about him jerking off.
Yeah.
Oh, he's finally hit puberty. My little boy.
This kid's like 20 years old. What do you mean he finally hit puberty? What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
So, he wakes up and he's just fucking slightly bigger.
Yeah.
He's not like massive.
Well, this is back in the day when the Incredible Hulk was just a guy painting green.
You're right. And Lou Ferrigno is...
Lou Ferrigno.
I think Lou Ferrigno's only like 6'2 or some shit.
Yeah.
6'3 maybe. So I guess, yeah. There's
close
like
enough.
Fucking giant.
Yep.
I mean, this guy, Lou Ferrigno has more muscles than this guy.
Yeah.
Even the guys that were roaring out of the gym weren't that big. They had one big guy in that gym. There's one fucking bodybuilder. That's it.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like scrawny, slightly in shape.
Yeah. Like, after he turns into the Toxic Avenger, he goes out and makes his first kill.
Yeah.
And we know that he is genetically predisposed to only killing bad guys.
Sure.
Because a scientist on television told us that he's obviously genetically predisposed to only killing bad guys. And we know this guy's a doctor because he had a stethoscope on around his neck.
This is why it's like, this has to be a kid. Like they're given this speech in a press meeting. Do you have the sheriff, right? Whatever the captain, whatever the police force.
Yes.
And he brings in, he's like, we got an expert or whatever. Here's a scientist. And he comes up and is like, yeah, I'm obviously a scientist. Yeah. And I know he is not attacking bad people. And it's like he has on a fucking stethoscope.
Yes.
And just in this press, that way we know he's a doctor. Like in this press, what? Like there's no reason. There's no fucking reason that this guy would ever even wear this. He's not even a doctor.
Like I said, Derek.
He's a scientist.
If he doesn't have the stethoscope on, how would we ever realize he's a doctor?
He's a scientist. Danny.
He is a doctor of science.
So, yeah, his first kill.
Could you imagine Neil deGrasse Tyson coming out making a speech with a fucking stethoscope?
Oh, man.
How else will we know he's a doctor?
A white lab coat and a stethoscope. Whatever. Fucking stethoscope.
Stethoscope. Yeah.
I can't say that word.
So he kills the bad guys in the alley that is the cigar guy.
So you have Cigar Face and his bros, his boyfriends, as the cop says.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're beating up this cop and he shows up and just brutally murders him. A hate crime.
Dude. Like
he murders a fucking drag queen, a black guy, and then obviously some gay twink. Like, this is the three hate crimes. And, Cigar Face gets away.
Cigar Face gets away. But it's like he murders them by bashing their skulls in. I could have swore he ripped their dicks off. Like,
no.
He grabs them all by the dick and throws them.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Cigar Face, he throws into a barrel and then goes up and starts speed bagging his fucking dick.
So he stepped on his foot and speed bagged his face until he broke his face.
Yep.
And then he grabs him by the dick and throws him like dick side up into the barrel.
Yep.
And then speed bags his dick.
And then chucks the barrel.
Then throws the barrel. And it's like, just stay down, man. Just stay down.
Yeah. Cigar Face lives, which, by the way, Cigar Face, amazing villain name.
Oh, there's a lot of pretty amazing villains in this.
The bad guys are literally Bozo and Slug.
There's so many amazing villains. You got the guys doing the holdup.
Yeah. They're
just amazing villains.
The fucking clown crew.
Yeah.
They're Joker's crew.
Dude.
It's ICP.
Yes. So three guys are robbing a like a diner.
Yep.
And it's a black guy. This guy looks like fucking, what is it, Cody Rhodes? Well, not Gold Dust, but I can't remember what he called his character name. He looks like that guy. He looks like the fucking WWE guy.
Yeah.
It's just he's got Harley Quinn makeup on.
Yeah, he has a Joker. It's like half black face, half white or whatever. Like,
and then just generic guy.
Yeah.
So,
which generic guy is a badass?
Yeah.
He's,
everybody is a kung fu master.
Yeah.
Everybody is a fucking karate master.
Even in the gym, half the people were just doing ad lib karate in the background.
Yeah.
just do some normal gym shit in the background. And they're over there just beating up gay people and doing karate kicks and shit, bro.
that one gay dude is just dancing across the screen and two guys grab him and throw him on the ground and just beat him up.
Yeah, he accidentally bumps into one of them. So they just, three guys just start beating the shit out of him.
That's why I was like, hey, man, I don't go to the gym, but you do. Is this really what it's like at the gym?
It's 100% what it's like. This is Alabama, okay?
Gym is a fucking wild place, man.
Yeah, you just don't know, bro. There's naked girls having sex everywhere and fucking gay guys getting beat up.
Fucking mountains of cocaine.
Yeah.
You walk through the door, they hand you a bag of cocaine and say the ellipticals are over there. Hit it.
That's pretty much exactly what it feels like. In my mind. In actuality, it's just a bunch of people with fucking earbuds in now and all just ignoring each other and just fucking lifting weights.
Oh,
and try acting like they're ripped.
I would rather go to this gym.
This gym is much more animated, but you know what? You'd get beat up.
Yeah, 100% for sure. But,
well, I don't know. You know, they didn't beat up Melissa McCartney.
Oh, God. There was just a fat chick with candy bars in every pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many cliches in this movie, too.
We're at the diner doing a hold up. And this is where the blind chick is, right?
Yeah.
She's got her dog in there.
The leader of this bad group, the black guy, he walks over and is like, oh, shit, this chick's hot. I'm going to rape her.
Yeah.
On the spot. He's like, hey, you met my friend Ben? Bend over and like straps her to the table or bends her over the table and is about like ripping her panties off. He literally
says something like, I always wanted to fuck a blind chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's about the raper and the dog's barking. And so homie, the fucking shotgun guy blows the dog away.
Yeah.
And murders the dog.
We are very inefficient at robbing stuff, by the way. We haven't taken any money from anything yet.
No. I don't even think they're there to get money at this point.
I think you're just there to kill for
fucking
people.
Tacos.
Yeah.
And this is a random Mexican restaurant with two katanas on the wall.
Yeah. It's a Japanese taco stand.
You know what? Maybe it was a fusion Mexican restaurant, just like the one in our town.
Oh, God.
So they...
You can put sesame seeds on Mexican food, but it does not make it Japanese. Asian,
immediately Japanese food. So, the Toxic Avenger comes in and saves the blind chick and just horribly, brutally murders these guys.
He rips the black dude's arm off and beats him to death with his own. He wookies him.
Yep.
He wookies him.
Yep. And then the kung fu guy, which is the third one.
Yes.
he sticks his hand in the boiler in the fryer.
He bends the deep fryer cage around his hands to hold him in place, then bends the bars of the deep fryer to hold him to the deep fryer and just deep fries him to death.
And then he cooks the black guy after he rips his arm off.
And he sends the shakester through the face of male Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, after waterboarding him with milk.
Yes.
And then, you know, shoving ice cream. He makes him a hot fudge sundae and then, puts a stir through him.
Yeah.
All these people are horribly traumatized. But they're like, at the end, they're like, that guy saved our life. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Even though they all ran out screaming for their fucking life.
Every time this dude shows up, everybody runs out of these buildings screaming because he's murdering somebody horribly.
Yep.
So there's a couple of kills in here that should raise some red flags, okay? Because these bad guys right here that's holding this place up, that's a justified kill.
Yeah.
Right? When he goes back into the gym and starts murdering women that we have to assume are innocent, that's when it's crossing the line.
He doesn't kill any of them.
No. He kills the girl who's jerking off to the Faces of Death pictures.
He picks her up and puts her butt on the hot rocks.
It's assumed that he holds her there until she dies.
I don't think she died.
I think she
did. He's just like teaching her a lesson. Don't masturbate in public or some shit, bro.
Because he murders the blonde chick.
Does he?
Yes.
It never shows him.
I mean, it doesn't show the kill, but he had scissors in his hand. He was stabbing her with scissors.
It doesn't show her, though. It doesn't show the kill. I thought he was just going to trim her hair. Why does he need scissors to kill her?
I don't know.
He could literally just rip her head off.
Fair enough. But
they're choking her to death. But like, he goes and gets revenge on those two girls, or whatever, which they needed to die. They're awful, horrible people. Yes. But still, it never actually shows him killing either of them. I don't think they're dead.
So the boyfriends,
they're not, we don't even know if they're,
the one is definitely dead.
Yeah. The one. Okay. So after that,
he chokes the other one, crushes his throat, and throws him out of the car. But that guy might have lived.
He might have lived. Yeah. That was Slug.
Yeah.
He pulls Slug out because, they try to run him over first, and he jumps on the vehicle, and we get like the worst fucking chase scene in a movie ever, which is them just driving while they're holding each other's hands. But yeah, he pulls Slug out and chucks him. And we assume that, you know, okay, he's hurt, but it doesn't show him dying.
No.
And then he just rides off after like
a horrible. But Bozo's definitely dead.
Yeah, they drive off a cliff and Bozo's dead and he just walks around.
A cliff that's beside a playground.
Yeah. That's where all playgrounds are.
They drive through a packed children's playground off of a cliff.
They also cause a bunch of wrecks and all these vehicles explode immediately.
Yeah.
And then, he rips the steering wheel off and they're just recklessly driving through a playground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure is putting a lot of people
in danger. Toxic Avenger is becoming a loose cannon real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, then, okay, Bozo's dead. And now we're like, okay, who's the bad guys now? Oh, you have the mayor and the cops are the bad guys, right? Because the police chief is a Nazi. We know this because he talks like he's German. And then also
Hitler salutes.
Gives a fucking Hitler salute. and then the mayor's just like generic, oh yeah, I'm a villain. I'm just in there for the money and greed and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the next scene, he goes and murders some old lady at a laundromat.
Yeah.
Who seemingly,
we have no idea who this old lady is.
She's just an LP.
Yeah.
She's this little person, and he picks her up, throws her in a fucking a dryer, tumbles her, and then pulls her out and then fries.
See, the thing is,
hot irons her.
He doesn't even know that she's a bad person.
No.
He just kills her to kill her.
But his instincts tells him to kill her.
Yes.
But he thinks he's out of control at this point.
Right. But later they tell us that she's a slave ring leader.
She's a white supremacist group gang leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Involved in slavery.
Yep.
Oh my God. there is some next level bad shit going on in this town.
She was like the nicest Holy old lady shit, in the town. Dude. And they're just like, no, fucking clan leader.
Yeah. Fucking neo-Nazi slave leader.
You know, it's always those nice old ones that get you.
Dude, holy shit.
So we forgot the whole time this is going on, he's also formed a love interest and is now mating with the blind chick.
So did we're missing a kill, by the way. I'll get back to it. Actually, I'll get back to it right now. So there's a scene where the Toxic Avenger is literally pissing in public.
Yep.
Did you remember this?
Yeah, yeah.
He was pissing toxic waste that was God. Burning a hole in the wall.
Yeah. And some guy pulls up in a limo.
Yes.
And is like, hey, man, you want to fuck this child?
Yeah. I got this 12-year-old. I don't see Chris Hansen around here anywhere.
I got this 12-year-old. I'll sell her to you for $12.
I know a deal when I hear one.
That's $1 per year, bro. That,
man, and $12 was a lot more money back in 1980.
And first of all, like, do you see this guy you're talking to? Is this a guy in the back alley you want to pull up and be like, this guy looks like he wants to have sex with a child?
I mean, to be fair, if I saw that guy, I would be like, that guy probably definitely wants to have sex with kids.
You know, you're probably not right. So you would also think, like, oh, that guy probably has the mind of a child. So, so yeah.
But after Pimp Dude gets out and Toxic Avenger's like, no, I'm going to beat you up now. Bad guys start getting out of this limo like it's a fucking clown car.
There's like 8 guys hop out of this fucking limo and like, let's beat them up.
Like, Jesus Christ, how many of you guys were in this limo running a train on this 12-year-old?
They also told the 12-year-old, like, hey, we're going to go to this concert. What'd she say?
David Bowie.
A David Bowie concert.
I'm just saying.
Get in the limo. We'll go watch a David Bowie concert.
I
mean,
back in the day, I probably would have gotten to a candy van over David Bowie tickets.
Fuck David Bowie.
Hey, it was hot shit back then, though. I mean, you know.
What year is Dark Crystal?
Oh, God.
That was a much longer after this, right?
I think that was early 80s.
Yeah, that's around the same time. So, anyways, they... He was in that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
David Bowie's Goblin King.
They, here's the whole love interest story arc. After he saves, or murders the guys in the diner that was about to rape this blind chick.
Yes.
Who was obviously just no idea how to play a blind chick. It's just, I don't think she's blind. She's just special needs.
She's hard R too.
Yeah.
She's so very R-worded.
They get along real well. And so he's like, she's like, I can't make it without my dog. I don't know how to walk home. So he's like, all right. And guides her home.
Yep.
And then instant love story. It's the thing meets the blind chick just with a mutated guy who's just like, she's
almost immediately has sex with her. It would kill this girl.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
He was pissing toxic. Like
he was melting bricks with his urine. If he blew a load on this girl, she would die.
There's definitely some horrible side effects that come later.
Oh, dude, you don't have to worry about cancer.
Yeah.
You're going to melt.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, so, man.
Yeah. Of course, his mom kicked him out because he's a freak now.
Yes.
And so he goes down to the side of the creek bed. That's just a toxic dump.
Mm-hmm.
And builds a
trash house.
Trash house.
Yep.
And takes a blind chick there. It's like, this is our home. This is not, it's good. I hope you moved out of your house. And now we live here.
Yep.
Because it's safe. And then we get some fucking stupid little montages.
Oh, God. Of them making house together.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad. So bad. But, you know, blind chick has to do what she has to do to get that Toxic Avenger D.
I guess so, man.
I guess everything grew.
After she feels his face, she's like, you're so beautiful. I was like, you know, they say when you lose one sense, all your other senses are heightened, right?
Right.
Like her hearing or smell. No.
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 No, not at all.
Because this guy, he's wearing the same toupee that he got fried in and the waist the entire movie. He never takes it off.
Nope, he doesn't.
Maybe to bang her. That's it.
Not even then.
Yeah, I guess he just slips his penis out. So he obviously must smell terrible.
Yeah.
He's like bubbling acid and shit. He probably smells like sulfur. I don't know what fucking nuclear waste smells like, Danny. They don't cover that one in science class. They didn't bring in nuclear waste to let us smell it. But yeah, she has no sense of hearing or smell or anything for anything. She can't feel.
Do you think he has super strength or just average retard strength?
Whoa.
Is that too much?
He definitely has.
Yeah.
He doesn't really seem to have any superpowers except he can jump for 10 feet in the air. Oh, that's right.
He can't burn.
Yeah, he can't burn, which we saw him. We already caught him fire. So, yeah, he's immune to fire. He's immune to guns?
Was he immune to guns or was the mayor just that bad of a shot? This is so campy and bad. It really surprises me that when the mayor was shooting at him at the end, the people around him just wasn't getting hit and dropping.
I really expected the blind chick to get shot.
I did too. I expected just background extras to start getting shot in the background.
So, yeah. The only people that come after him with guns is Cigar Face shows back up.
Yes.
And him, and he brings five homies, and they get in a circle, and they're about to blast him. Because, you know, that's always a good strategy to stand in a circle and fire guns.
Yeah.
And he's just like, ho, 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 can't work on me. And he just jumps 10 feet up there onto a fire escape. And they just all shoot each other.
Yep.
And he laughs, which we forgot.
He laughs and shoots birds?
Yeah. Yeah, he just shoots birds at him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he has any special powers.
I don't think he does. Just,
I mean, he's strong. He, you know, he can take hits.
I think he's like the Incredible Hulk. But he's just kind of a normal size guy. Well, I mean, he's a big guy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he's on the normal spectrum of a big guy.
I'm sure he's supposed to be strong, but he's not like.
I bet it's just Incredible Hulk powers.
I guess.
Yeah.
He's like a mix between the Incredible Hulk and the Thing. It really reminds me of the Thing.
That too.
It never explains. It never says. And we, at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
The mayor's kind of freaking out, right? After he murders the old lady. Who the mayor covers up like, oh, we're she's just a nice old lady. Definitely not a Klan member or leader. So we're going to go murder him. I called the National Guard. I'm putting out a hit on him. So they find him and just because they move out of town because he's like, I'm a murder machine. I should not be near people.
He's just living in a tent in a field.
Yep.
He's
some barn. It's some old barn.
Yeah.
And it's just a field. And so one of the cops spots him going into this tent to take a nap.
Yeah.
AKA Bone, his blind chick.
Yep.
Who actually looks pretty damn hot.
Yeah.
And so he goes back and tells the mayor, and the mayor mobilizes the National Guard along with the entire town.
Yep.
And everyone who he saved is like, oh, he's our hero. Don't kill him. And they manage to roll up to his tent. Tanks.
With tanks.
This whole town. Fucking all these cop cars and jeeps.
These tanks are so close to the tent when they barrel down the turrets. The turrets are touching the tent.
And he just, no idea. No idea
hey, what's man. Going on. Toxic Avenger is a sound sleeper, okay?
Yeah, you're right. And we know the blind chick's deaf and, you know.
Oh, she's out.
Can't smell.
She's
or
out. He banged her out real good.
Well.
Put her to sleep.
She, yeah, probably just sick and passed out from radiation poisoning. But, Yeah, so he gets out, and the mayor's like, "No, we're going to murder him. Shoot this guy."
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "No, he's a hero. Don't do that." And so like, okay. But the mayor just like, "No, we're going to kill him." And just starts unloading a clip into him. And we don't know where the bullets hit. Yeah,
he's unloading a revolver.
Yeah, it's a little revolver.
It's like a Magnum, yeah.
It's a Magnum, yeah. And so it doesn't show like ricochets going off from anything.
It's doing the pew, pew.
Is it? I didn't even hear that.
It's doing the ricochet sound effect.
But it doesn't have any visual effect.
No, not at all.
So I guess we're to assume he's immune to bullets.
Right.
So more like the Thing or whatever, or the Hulk. But so I guess he has some superpowers.
Dude.
And so he walks up and it just... murders the mayor.
He walks up to the mayor in front of the entire town and National Guard.
Yep.
And rips his guts out.
He tells him, "Let's see if you have guts." And yeah, rips his guts out, murders the mayor and
in front of everybody.
And tells one of the other cops, I think the police chief, "Take this waste out." And everyone starts cheering like he's a fucking hero.
Well, at first they scream in horror like they should.
Yeah. Murder this thing.
This thing just murdered the mayor in front of you. It's not like everybody in the town knows that he's the mayor corrupt. Is a criminal.
Which the only way that we know he's corrupt is because he had one scene where there was two scenes. And one of the scenes is just, "Oh, we're just going to move all this toxic waste near the river. Whatever. We're evil. Ha ha ha." And I didn't understand that scene. And none of it made sense. And they turn around later on. There's like, he's killing all the bad guys except for us because we're evil too.
The one evil scene was, okay, we're going to move our toxic waste dump over by the town's water supply.
Yeah.
Right. There was another evil scene of like, here's your bag full of drug money that we made today. Oh, don't worry about that. The accountant will take a look at that.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
And then the other evil scene was they were in a strip club.
And it's not a strip club. It's a gym.
That wasn't a gym. That was supposed to be a strip club.
It looks like it's the gym.
I'm sure it was shot in the gym.
No. It is the gym because he's getting a massage at the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
While his drug kingpin guy goes and starts doing like leg weightlifting thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I swear, dude.
There's like two girls dancing there. Like they're supposed to be a strip club.
What? Look what they're doing at the gym anyways.
I mean, it's not far from it.
But no, he starts working out on like bench equipment and stuff at the gym. And Toxic Avenger comes in and puts like the fucking weights through his face.
No, that was a different scene.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was afterwards, right? So yeah, he has with the mayor.
It's so back to back. I thought it was the same building.
It's not the same. It's a different scene. Because then, yeah, the drug dealer goes to the gym and starts handing out drugs to people.
Yeah.
So the Toxic Avenger comes in and murders him.
And after he murders that guy, I'm just like, why is he killing the mayor too? The mayor's just right next door getting a rub and tug.
Well, there's a different building and stuff.
Oh, man.
He didn't kill the police chief either, who's obviously a Nazi.
Yes. Who is legit a Nazi? He clicks his heels and does a Hitler salute. That is a Nazi. Or
Mary Poppins?
I hear there's good people on both sides.
You're right.
However you want to take it.
All those groups have good people in them, okay? There's a couple. Just because a couple bad apples ruin it for the rest of them.
Oh, my God, dude.
But yeah, that's how it ends. He murders the mayor and fucking we get Morgan Freeman explaining, you know, he cleaned up and made the place better.
Yes. Yes.
Which this guy, the whole movie, he's just after he mutates in every scene, he's just breathing heavily and then turns around. He speaks like a normal, just real deep bass. I think he's supposed to be a black guy.
I think he is too.
And it's all ADR'd.
Uh-huh.
It's so fucking weird.
He speaks like a 20-year-old Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's just like, "Hello, baby. Don't be scared. I'm here to save you. I'm sorry. I've never done anything like that."
Like, oh, man.
What the fuck is happening, Danny?
Dude. I do not know what I just witnessed.
No.
But something in my heart tells me it was greatness.
The only way to describe it is this, if a 5-year-old child is explaining a movie to you or a comic that she wrote.
While they beat you in the face with a bat for an hour and a half.
20 minutes.
Oh, man.
Hour and 20.
So, yeah, this was a thing. This is a thing that happened to us.
Mm-hmm. There's like 3 sequels.
Oh, God. I don't know, I understand.
I mean, if it's anything like this, this is The Punisher. He's just going around murdering baddies because they exist.
Yes, he's The Punisher.
Yep.
Oh, man. How'd you feel about this?
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
In all my life, I've never seen anything like this. I can honestly say I have never seen anything like this.
It was like superhero meets 80s gore.
Yeah.
Meets fucking racist supremacy.
Like I said, there's so many subtle racist jokes and over the top racist jokes mixed together.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Mel Brooks level of just, you know, comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is turned, the entire movie is turned up so high that the comedy doesn't land.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And everyone's like laughing their lines or just so over the top, quirky acting. Like,
how could you read this script and not fucking laugh your way through it when you say these words?
I guess.
Like, if I was a serious actor and I walked on this and I read this script, you're like, you want me to do what?
This is like a high school production. It felt like everyone in this was just like, oh yeah, man, sure, I'll come out and we'll do like our high school movie.
Dude, yes. 100% yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like something that high school kids would have made,
mm-hmm,
and just had just enough money to hire a couple people who are adults.
But had a decent budget because they were like, I mean, they still had special effects, even though I'm sure they shot it in like, you know, like less than a week.
Yeah.
They still, the car scene, chase scene, like they exploded a few old vehicles and shit.
Yeah, they did.
That must have cost a couple $100.
I mean, like, adjusted for inflation, they exploded like $5 million worth of cars.
Yeah, yeah. If that was in today's time, like a Fast and Furious movie, they spent at least $100 million.
Yeah. 100% for real. It really broke my heart watching all these old cars explode. It's like, that's so much money you're destroying now. Yeah. Oh, man.
Back then, it was probably like $200.
Yeah.
One of those old junkers.
No, seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably gave like $100 a piece for those cars.
We're just going to explode these.
Oh, it breaks my heart. I've never seen anything like this. I can't compare this to anything because I've never seen anything like this. I don't think I'm ever going to see anything like this again. I don't know, man.
I hope not.
Like, I can't think of anything that gets to this level of ridiculous.
Not that makes it post-production.
No. No. Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that somebody looked at this script, yeah, let's do this. That is amazing.
Yeah.
The fact that they made this and it got released in theaters and somebody was like, yeah, yeah, we'll give this a release date. That's amazing that somebody watched this and is just like, yeah, man, put it in cinemas.
You know, this is just ahead of its time. If this came out now during, after all the superhero movie phase.
Dude, I just, like I said, man, I don't know if it's the worst thing I've ever seen or if it's just a genius.
So apparently there's supposed to be a reboot happening.
Oh.
And Peter Dinklage is going to be the main character.
What?
Apparently he goes from LP to Toxic Avenger, bro.
Holy shit. Really?
Supposedly.
Wow.
I don't know if it's happening, but that there's rumors.
Oh my goodness. That would be. There's no way. They can't do something like this anymore.
Oh, it's not going to be that level of racism and nudity and stuff. No, no, but they could very easily make a Punisher meets The Thing or / Hulk movie like this.
With just Peter Dinklage, ADR, and lines?
Yeah. And actually, you know, look realistic.
Yeah. I don't want to say I like this because I didn't like it. I didn't like this at all, but I really love this.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, it was entertaining. It was great. Fucking, if you haven't seen this, I don't recommend this for children. But yeah, check this out. I'd definitely recommend this.
Yeah, 100%.
It's free on Amazon.
You can live your entire life and never see anything like this.
Yeah.
It's a once in a lifetime viewing experience.
It's a decent hour and a half of your time under that's not wasted.
Hey man, we've watched worse things, okay?
Oh, for sure.
This is definitely better than the last season of Game of Thrones.
Whoa. Peter Dinklage, okay. All right. Well, that's about all.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, recommend it.
Yep. Remember to subscribe, like, and share our videos. And yeah, just hit us up, Facebook or whatever. Comment. Check us out on Spotify. So thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
See you later, guys.
Bye.